Books and music are both very important parts here of All Points West. Today on Titles and Tate, Nikki Tate Stratton has brought in a novel for teenagers where music plays a central role in the book. Hi, Nikki.
Hello, Joanne.
Well, we're just listening to a piece of fiddle music called Brianna's Reel. Can you explain what connection that song has with today's book?
Well, as it turns out, Brianna's Reel is an art imitating life, imitating art piece of music. And so, of course, I could not resist. It comes from the novel Restoring Harmony, which is by Gabriola Island author Joelle Anthony. And the novel features a feisty 16-year-old girl called Molly, who loves playing the fiddle. One of the pieces of music she plays in the book is Brianna's Reel. Now, in the book, she plays lots of other music as well, stuff like Hard Times by Stephen Collins Foster or the folk standard Handsome Molly, and some readers will be familiar with that music, but they wouldn't know Brianna's Reel. They couldn't know Brianna's Reel because it was completely fictional until the fabulous young real-life fiddler Sarah Tradewell read the book and wrote and performed and recorded Brianna's Reel, bringing it to life.
Okay, so that's why we got to play it. Where did you hear it?
I found it on Joelle Anthony's fabulous website, joelleanthony.com, and there she's actually posted several recordings of pieces of music mentioned in the book.
Restoring Harmony is a novel, not just sort of a series of reels. Tell us a little bit more about the story.
Well, this book is set in the year 2041, after the collapse of 2031, where all remaining oil reserves have been seized by the government, which, of course, has left ordinary citizens high and dry. I mean, can you imagine a world with no oil?
We've talked about that a bit, but there'd be no private vehicles, I guess, if the government had all the oil, no airplanes, at least not commercial airplanes, no heating oil.
Exactly. So the infrastructure, as we know it, would fall apart. And that's what happens in the book. It makes it, among other things, really tough to go anywhere. The whole transportation system is broken down, and our Molly lives on a small Gulf island in a tiny farming community. Now, it so happens that as a result of this idyllic location, Molly's family lives relatively well. They have a big garden, chickens, a milk cow. Everything's pretty peaceful until Molly finds herself having to make a journey into the United States to retrieve her estranged grandfather. He is a doctor, and as a result of various circumstances, he's desperately needed on the island, and Molly is the one who has to go and get him.
I would think this would be quite an arduous journey under the conditions you've described.
Absolutely, and not only is it tough to get around, she can't trust anybody. Everyone is corrupt in this world. The government has no resources left to police anything. It's a dark, or it could be, a very dark and gloomy novel, but one of many things that the author does so nicely in this novel is the way she shows how Molly has grown up just a little bit outside the chaos of the crumbling cities and regions now run by the organization. And the organization is sort of this shady outfit that controls the black market, bootlegs whiskey, and maintains their control through whatever means necessary. But this character, Molly, somehow manages to hold on to her belief in the basic goodness of people, despite all indications that maybe she shouldn't. And this makes for a really unique dystopian fantasy, which at its core is actually a heartwarming story.
Okay, this seems like a contradiction. Dystopian and heartwarming, they're not words you usually put in the same sentence.
Not usually. In this case, they belong together. Something else that lifts this book and brings a sense of unexpected joy is this thread of the redemptive power of music. The way music can charm and delight and soothe and remind you of another time and place. The way music can hold a family together. Molly is a fiddler, and her music and her fiddle that she calls Jewels get her out of all kinds of trouble.
That sounds almost whimsical.
It is almost whimsical. Molly has a bit of a Pied Piper quality to her, and that's charming. But at the same time, Molly is also a very grounded character. Quite literally, when she's not fiddling, she often has her hands plunged into the dirt. She grows vegetables. She knows how to harvest and preserve what she grows. She's practical, smart, resourceful, brave, and yet she's also impulsive and impatient and jumps to conclusions at times.
She sounds like a nicely rounded character.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed Molly, and I was really rooting for her when, in the midst of all this chaos and danger and the difficulties of her journey, she meets a young man.
Okay, so Joelle Anthony manages to throw in a bit of romance for us.
Oh, she does, and there's just the right amount of romantic tension. It's not graphic or explicit, but on the other hand, it's not soppy either. I mean, Molly is way too sensible for soppy. And of course, it would be way too easy to meet a nice boy and live happily ever after. There are all kinds of plot twists and turns, some fabulous bad guys of various sorts. It's really hard to know through this whole book who is trustworthy, who's not. There are a couple of great chase scenes and some genuine hardship that she has to face along the way. Of course, I can't tell you how it all turns out, but I will say this is one delightful read, a perfect summer novel, and one that I stayed up way too late reading, dying to know what happened next.
Okay, that also sounds like it might make a good movie. Now, Joelle Anthony, that's not a name I recognize. Has she written anything else I'd know?
She was a new name to me, too. Restoring Harmony is her first novel for teenagers. She has another one in the works called The Right and the Real. I was so happy to hear that. My prediction is that this is an author we are going to be hearing a lot about.
She has a book signing this weekend in Victoria, which is one of the reasons why you chose it for this week. Do you have details for us?
I do, and this is exciting. Not only will Joelle Anthony be at Tall Tale Books, and they're at 795 Fort Street, she's going to be there on Saturday, June 12th from 3 to 4 p.m. But so will Sarah Tradewell. That's the young fiddler I mentioned before. And she's going to be there performing some of the fiddle tunes that play such an important part in the story.
Well, that's nice that you'll have a little bit of entertainment, a chance to take some of those teen readers down, let them maybe meet the author to this book.
That's right.
Thanks so much for telling us about it.
You're so welcome.
As always, when Nikki comes to visit, she brings along a little something to give away. And this week it is a copy of Restoring Harmony by Joelle Anthony, published by Penguin Putnam. And if you'd like to have a chance to have your name entered into the draw for your chance to win a copy of this book, just drop us a line at allpointswest@cbc.ca and let us know about a book that you have read that mentions music in some way. And there are lots of them out there. We'll post the details of the book signing on our website. So go to cbc.ca/allpointswest if you want to know about the book signing. But send us an email if you want to win this book, allpointswest@cbc.ca, and tell us about a book that you've read that mentions music in some way.